Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. First the work, then the triumph. Today we look at Luke chapter 24, starting at the first verse. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over into the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." There is a common joke among grandparents that has landed on t-shirts and room decor. The joke pokes fun at the difficulty of parenting while also expressing the joy of being a grandparent. It goes something like this. "If I knew grandkids were this much fun, I would have had them first." This is funny because grandparents cannot have grandchildren without going through the long and sometimes difficult journey of parenting. First, parents have to put in the time of raising their own children. Then, when their parental duty has been fulfilled, they can enjoy the simple pleasure of children without the responsibility of discipline or daily schedule requirements. First the work, then the triumph. The order of events was important for that first Easter, too. Easter has no joy, no triumph, if we isolate it from its foundation. After the fall, God's promise to send a Savior set the rest of his plan into motion. God prepared his people's hearts with generations of bloody sacrifices, all pointing to the Lamb of God who would someday come and be the final sacrifice. Easter triumph was coming, but first the preparation had to be done. After Jesus came, the real work of salvation began. This work could not be done by you or me. God requires perfection, something we cannot meet. Without perfection, we would be condemned to hell, forever separated from God. God's gracious plan was to exchange Jesus' perfect life and death for our corruption. The work for that exchange was every day. Every day, Jesus had to perfectly forgive. Every day, Jesus kept his thoughts clean from hate, impurity, and dishonesty. Every day, Jesus had to perfectly love God and others. Those days included the days of his torture and death on a cross. Jesus was perfect, even while suffering for miserable sinners like you and me. His Easter triumph was coming, but first the sacrifice had to be made. Jesus' Easter triumph did come. Early on the third day in the tomb, Jesus rose from the dead. The work had been done. The empty tomb was proof that he could now triumph in Easter glory. What is more, Jesus' Easter glory is our glory too. Our Easter happiness is rooted in the relief and peace of knowing that Jesus did the work for us. He is our Savior, our risen Savior. When our time on earth is over, God, by grace, will welcome us into his heavenly home to be forever with our risen Savior. Easter triumph at last. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for doing the work for me. Thank you for keeping me in your grace as I look forward to my own Easter triumph in heaven with you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.